Hey there, this is Wickham Porteous, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
Praising. Ah, throw me deep into the water. Salt upon my wound makes me know I am alive. Ah, throw me deep into the water. Deep into the water goes my own true love and I. The sky is streaked in white and blue, and the sun they say is passing through. It's in all the things we say and do together. When we sang, I swear there was a voice in the walls and in the sails we hoist, in the words that make a final choice no better. Ah. Stays behind to grieve, and the children struggle to believe in rejoicing. There is happiness, there is single bliss, there is touching you with our first kiss, and in our momentary loss of this we find rejoicing. Ah, throw me deep into the water. Salt upon my wound. Is quite amazing. It's the human side that hurts the most. It's the news we hear from coast to coast. It's the fear and the idle boast we are praising.
Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Weekly Jeff. And I'm down here till 4 o'clock playing you good. Actually, I'm down here till 5 o'clock today. This very program lasts till 4 o'clock. We'll play you some great stuff. We got some. I guess really just one doubleheader show coming up. Really to talk about. I do have some cool new music and some important stuff to talk about that features the guy we just heard there. That was Wickham Porteous. And if you haven't heard, he's in a bit of trouble, and he needs our help. And we'll talk about that and play a bunch of Wickham Porteous coming up later in the program. And then after 4 o'clock, it's West End Dumplings, the final episode of this summer run of the program. And I'm hoping, and I'm going to work on making sure that Christian comes back for another run of that fine program some other time. I do love that show, but at 4 o'clock, a bunch of us are going to talk about what UMFM means to us, why we do it, how we do it, you know, what it's all about, that kind of thing. So if you want to tune in and hear us talk about ourselves at 4 o'clock, that would be cool too. So stick around till 5, and then Waxy's Dargle and Comfort Cafe, and you know, it's a great day of music here on UMFM, and I'll do my best to make sure that I play you nothing but great music. And I want to play a few great new things off the top, as I love to do. I got Well, yeah, some of the stuff is a little more poppy maybe than we're used to, but we don't discriminate here. It is good stuff. And we play good stuff no matter what genre it happens to fall in. This one actually, I guess, kind of straddles the line. It's certainly a lot of the songs are about one of the quintessential pop bands, I suppose. Well, I'll just shut up and play it for you. We'll play something brand new from a band called The Minus Five. This thing has been kicking around for years, I guess. Finally got a proper release with a bunch of new tracks and some remixes and stuff. The album is called Of Monkeys and Men. And, the first half of the record is about the monkeys. Let's hear it.
Hey there, this is Scott McCoy of the REM Orchestra and the Minus Five and the Young Fresh Fellows, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, Mighty Good Advice Indeed, on 101.5 UMFM.
I've read Ulysses, I've heard the Tane, I get them both in Richmond Fontaine. It's rock and roll, it's stories too, it's smiling through the worst of blues, it's desperate hope, it's hearts that broke. And darkness all the time. We feel the light and dark at the same time. The down and out, locked in the songs, can live that way for only so long. That note is bent, it's heaven sent. That note of dance has paid the rent.
the side of the road, covered in snow. On my way back from Baltimore, I felt all that fear that I thought I let go. Must be the show. And the drinking from the night before. Every time I put my foot on a plane, the other one seems to be stuck in a grave. Running down a dream ain't so easy when it's running away. In Randolph tonight, Randolph tonight, I gotta bury this cross and play my ass off tonight. In Randolph tonight, Randolph tonight, I gotta bury this cross and play my ass off in Randolph tonight. Hotel room just right off the pike. Yeah, I think I might flip around and find a movie with a girl on. I saw a bride and groom going back to their room from the wedding night. And light said I had a wife and kids back home.
They can tell that I told.
Every time I lay down in a hotel bed, I wake up and some other celebrity's dead. I got some stupid pop song stuck in my head. In Randolph tonight, Randolph tonight, I gotta bury this cross and play my ass off tonight. In Randolph tonight, Randolph tonight, I gotta bury this cross and play my ass off in Randolph tonight.
where I get my medication. I wake up after 3 hours and I fall asleep mid-conversation. And I'm pretty sure it's a habit, and I'll talk myself out of that one too, you know? You were always good at talking us out of trouble with the cops. Made everybody feel good about the fact that they were not. I just wish I could go back in time and find that perfect moment for you. For you. I don't know.
Away, and there's a melody in my head. I
some brand new music there from Butch Walker. After a couple of quiet introspective records, I guess we'll say, Butch is back with the big pop rockin' kind of a thing that I first loved about him. He's a very renowned pop songwriter and producer, and lended some of his own talents to his record, I guess, this time. And I like it. I know it's got that kind of a generic sheen to it, but you know what? It's melodic and it's interesting, and I like it. I like it. It's brand new from Butch. It's called Stay Gold. He says about this record, this is an album for the misfits that got made fun of in school for being a little different. I plead guilty. For the ones that couldn't wait to get out of their small towns and the ones who happily settled down in them after their wonder years. It's about love, hate, death, birth, boredom, goals, all that shit. Oh, gotta love it. It's brand new from Butch Walker. Good stuff if you ask me. I'm going to listen to that one a whole bunch more. Maybe play some more from it for you. We heard, what the heck did we hear? We heard Ludlow Expectations there, and before that, East Coast Girl. Before that, something brand new from Alex Deason. He's got another solo record coming out early in the new year, and you can pre-order it now on the Pledge Music. Different incentives. Luckily, thankfully, there's no t-shirt option this time. Alex Deason, I love the guy, and I'll buy almost anything that he puts out, but he's sold me two absolutely horrible t-shirts from these fundraisers, and I'll never fall into that trap again. Because, he's done like three of these, I guess, and the shirts have gotten progressively worse. The first one I quite like, for the No One Listens to the Band Anymore record, there was a fine t-shirt. I love that one. Then he did a fundraiser for the self-titled Damwells record, and there was an exclusive t-shirt, which turned out not to be exclusive. They sold it at the tour. And it looks like it took about a minute and a half for a seventh grader to make. It's ugly. And then the third one, the most recent one for his solo record, says Alex Deason is sad as duck. That's what it says. I've never worn it, and I promise not to ever wear it. So no more buying t-shirts sight unseen, and especially from Alex Deason. But I did pre-order the record, and there's some other cool stuff there as well. Look it up on the Pledge Music, Alex Deason. We heard a couple in there from the Minus Five, from their new record of Monkeys and Men. We heard a song called Richmond Fontaine about a fine band called Richmond Fontaine, which I think let's listen to in just a second. And before that, Mickey's A Cool Drummer. There are songs about all of the monkeys in there, as well as some other cool stuff as well. So if you like the Monkees or you like the Minus Five, you should probably check out the brand new record from the Minus Five. It's good stuff. I got one more eagerly anticipated record that I want to play for you in just a minute. But first, how about one, maybe two from Richmond Fontaine, just to ease us in. They're sort of on their farewell tour. They've decided to pack it up. But before they did, they put out a stellar record called The High Country, and then have been touring all over the place. And I just love this band. I think they're so great. And like Scott said in the Minus Five song, you know, why not just keep it going? But, I guess you can't always. So from their farewell record, here is Richmond Fontaine with a song called Claude Murray's Breakdown on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Thank you. one, please. I had to. You're the only one that knows.
I told you. I don't want to hear anything about it.
I don't know who else to talk to.
Just leave me alone.
But there's another one. She's got another one. Someone else.
Melanie?
Fuck Melanie. I don't give a shit about her.
Then who?
She's married to the guy with one leg.
Who is?
The girl from the auto parts store.
I love her. What about your wife?
And burn her with a blowtorch.
God damn it, Claude. I don't want to hear about
it. I just don't know if I can keep running things out there this way.
Fuck. Do you know where that room is? Go give me three large chocolate chips. Three of the biggest chocolate.
You got my letter, but I think it explained everything, all right? Sorry again about running out on the rent, pawning your TV and your folks' wedding rings. I woke up the other night in the backseat of my uncle's car somewhere in California, and I swear I was shaken from a nightmare. Your dad was in it, and he had a gun in my mouth, and he was about ready to throw me out of a window. So I guess I got everyone pretty damn pissed at me, both living and dead. Sorry again, your friend Walter.
Should do. lunchtime I start daydreaming. My inside starts screaming, wanting something more. And I come crashing back to reality before the walls close in on me and crush me to the core. And I work my fingers to the bone just to have a little bit of something I can call my own at the American Tobacco Company. At the American Tobacco Company. When I got home in a summer of 45, not a single place was hiring, but my cousin knew a guy. Now I sit here on the line and watch these big machines crush my hopes and dreams and the Pall Malls and Lucky Strikes. And I work my fingers to the bone just to have a little bit of something I can call my own at the American Tobacco Company. At the American Tobacco Company. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, they say. You can live the American dream. But all those days I spent thinking in the South Pacific, this ain't how I thought that dream would be. Every single morning I walk into this building, I think about my children and the life they ought to lead. And I try my best not to look back, to stare up at that smokestack, and my troubles fade away. Back to where I'm from, where the air's as thick as tobacco gum, where I was born, where I was raised, on broken promises and glory days. It's the town where I became a man, it's the place that made me who I am, right there on the River Dan. Rockin' hand, rockin' hand. I worked a 40-hour week selling auto parts. Nobody ever told me it would be this hard. Raise a wife and two kids off an honest wage. 28 years old, feeling twice my age. It's the town where I became a man, it's the place that made me who I am, right there on the River Dan. Rockin' hand, rockin' hand. Never thought that I'd end up here. So much of the world to see. But just like people, my plans began to change. And this town became the only place for me. This town became the only place for me. So won't you take me back to where I'm from,
where the air's as thick as tobacco gum. Where I was born, where I was raised, on broken promises and glory days.
American Aquarium's BJ Barham there. He's got a new solo record called Rockingham. And that right there is the title track to that record from OBJ. And before that, we heard American Tobacco Company, also from that fine record. It's obviously a little bit of a more low-key, introspective kind of a thing that American Aquarium is perhaps known for. He gave up the drinking a couple of years ago now, I guess, or something like that, and has been... Well, things have changed. American Aquarium used to be like the most drunken, crazy band on earth, and now he's like mature and stuff, and writing some great songs. And well, there's a couple of those for you right now. Before that, we heard well, I guess a few things from Richmond Fontaine, from the album Post to Wire, which kind of intersperses little audio postcards with actual songs. We heard the title track, Post to Wire, just a beautiful song. That's probably the song that really hooked me on Richmond Fontaine, but also the little postcards. We heard Postcard from California before that from Post to Wire. And kind of something a little different, something, you know, I hope, hopefully you liked that and were interested by it. It's definitely different. Claude Murray's Breakdown from the fine record, The High Country, from Richmond Fontaine, and just a stellar band. And you hate to see them go, but, you know, good things, I suppose, must come to an end at some point. Now, there's a big show coming up this week here in Winnipeg, and I guess we'll tie the two together. Why not? Sure, let's do that. Coming up Friday and Saturday, it's the return of the Mighty Mighty D-Rangers, and, you know, one of Winnipeg's finest, most iconic bands, I suppose, the D-Rangers. We didn't get to see them for very often for quite some time, but Jackson Haldane is back in town. And I happen to know that there is a bit of a Western tour coming up in the spring for the D-Rangers. And I happen to know that there's some recording going on as well. So, you know, the D-Rangers are far from done, which is wonderful, wonderful news. Very glad to see them. We'll play some D-Rangers, of course. But first, how about something from Jackson solo? On Friday, he played a doubleheader show at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club in support of his new record, Hectic, which was made down in Oklahoma, so no other locals were involved in the making of this thing. Well, not on the record anyway. So it's a bit of a different thing. For Friday night, he assembled himself one hell of a band. He had Twisty on bass, which is nice, Mama on drums, and the Mighty Mighty Damon Mitchell on guitar, which you know is a bit of a mixed blessing, I guess. Damon Mitchell is the most incredible guitar player in the world, I think. I love the guy, and I could watch him all night. And in fact, I might have been a little bit distracted from the actual songs, I think, by Damon Mitchell, just because he's so great and I love him so much. But it was a phenomenal show, and opening up with Scott Cook, who was typically brilliant. And because I'm old and I feel guilty about staying out late, I didn't stay for the second show like I really wanted to. And by all indications, I really screwed up. Because everything I've seen and heard about this the late show made it sound even more incredible than the early show, which I happened to see. So you know, a little bit sad about that, but I'm so glad that I dragged my lazy butt out to at least see that. And I am definitely going to drag my lazy butt out to see the D-Rangers on the weekend. How about something from Jackson's new record, which is available now? It's a wonderful record. It's called Hectic. We'll play the bonus track off of this, and the story behind it goes that Jackson always plans his records as if they're going to come out on vinyl, even though he's never, ever put anything out on vinyl. Well, I guess the D-Rangers kind of did, didn't they? Well, that was, well, I don't know. Does that count? Anyway, Okay, my point is, he's never released an album on vinyl, but if he did put out an album on vinyl, this song wouldn't fit on the vinyl. So it's a bonus track on the CD, and it's a fine one. And he did it solo acoustic, unamplified at the Times Changed. Now, to get a crowd at the Times Changed quiet enough that you can actually play something without the PA is a marvelous accomplishment, and he nailed it, that's for sure. It's a wonderful thing. Maybe we'll also hear a song that I love from Jackson's previous solo release, and on Friday night, as we will do today, it was dedicated to a super fan and super supporter, Georgina, who is in town for these shows and the D-Ranger shows, and she is listed as the executive producer of this new Jackson Haldane record, and I happen to know that she was a major supporter, and that kind of patronage we just love and always appreciate it. So we'll send these out to you, a wonderful, lovely, kind-hearted Georgina.
Just pulp and pith and rind. I will be the one. I will be the one. When all of your friends friends are gone. And you know your time ain't long. I'll be the one. My soul is an old leaky basement. Regret is a meaningful word. Try to muster a luster from the concrete of memory. Once it's poured and it's set and it's cured, tomorrows don't seem to mean nothing. And you're thinking on making the scene, praying on teens, laying beatings on queens. What I did just came naturally. I met some with doom in their future. I met some with power and grace. I met one named Crystal Tornado, twisted and laid me completely to waste. It started out roses and rainbows, but it soon became briar and hail. Soda pop sweet on occasion, but mostly bitter as India pale. She drained all the life from my body. I was her little puppet to play. She led me to strife and a beggarly life, and then drove all my loved ones away. She never cared much to have me, but she couldn't bear setting me free. Pure evil distillate, her name was Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me. On the street down in Houston, everything that I owned was my last. I got low when the bottle was empty. I got high with some kind ones that passed. Stayed with some fellas in Utah. Shared stories of squatting a wife. Each one of us hitched to the same crooked bitch. She's hot and cold, and she's quick with a knife. She's like a poisonous arrow flung from a place you can't see. Soft as a thistle, her name was Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me. Came to my bedroom this morning, all twitchy and wanting her way. And I may survive to the end of this drive, but I'll probably arrive DOA. The old leaky basement is flooding, but there's one debt we're all born to pay. Though I may dying, I still can't help but pine for the crystal that made me this way. Oh, she never cared much to have me, but she couldn't bear sin.
set me free. Pure evil distillate, her name's Crystal. She turned her pistol on me. Pure evil distillate, her name was Crystal. She turned her pistol on me.
Hi, this is Jackson Haldane, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
Well, I miss my baby, and I don't know what to do. She was good to me and all my friends, too. She used to come to me first, say her love was true.
Time. there I'd finally get some relief from the plans and the friends that I made around here. But I'm not saying that I blame no one for all of this that I got on. I just know I gotta get my head clear. I'm going back to Trois Rivières. I got some good folks living there and a couple of girls who deserve better than me. I'm going out to ease my mind and go where I can find the time for a couple of friends that I got waiting on hand.
I don't know why, you know, that I've always been drawn to that beautiful slide there. So freaking awesome. And I never, cuz I'm lazy, I never looked at the credits to find out who was doing that, cuz that's not Saywell doing that. And what do you know? Bill Western. The man's got magic fingers. Bill Western, magic fingers. Gorgeous. Oh, I love that. Love that. It's not an original, but I just, I never get tired of it. Trois Rivières there from the Derangers, from their, this is the most recent CD, is it not? What year was this thing? 2005, 2006? I can't read that. So good. The Pawpaw Patch. And word has it that there might finally be a follow-up to that a decade later coming. We also heard in there their cover of Willie P. Bennett's classic, Trying to Start Out Clean, from their digital record of late last year, Barbaric Cultural Practices. We were blessed to have the radio premiere of that last year on our Pledgerama show. Pledgerama is coming up in October, by the way. We're going to ask for your support again. Stay tuned for what kind of goodies I've got up my sleeve. I don't know what they are yet, but there'll be something. So go catch the Derangers this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Big Times Change High and Lonesome Club. No word of an early show, which, you know, I'm feeling like there should be one. But, you know, maybe we could make that happen. I don't know. But if not, make sure you check out one of the late shows. They will be wonderful. We also heard in there a couple of solo Jackson Haldane ditties. We heard Crystal off of I don't think there was ever a CD of that, was there? Maybe there was. Down in Oklahoma. Such a gorgeous track. And Georgina likes that one. We like Georgina, so send that out. And I Will Be the One there from Jackson's new record, Hectic, which is highly recommended. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to talk about a great Canadian singer-songwriter who needs our help after a couple of these. Stick around.